Thank you. Yeah, now we can hear you
better. Still a little bit loud, but I think...
No, this is much better.
You'll get the sound bite.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
My name is Darren.
Darren.
Elijah Holland, but I'm known as Dada. I used to be the project babysitter. All of our moms back in the day, and we're talking, I'm born in 66. So 76, since I was about 10, there was a collective of mothers, mostly single, but they absolutely 100% looked out for one another. And I was the project babysitter, because they used to have their little card games and their little outings and need to get away. And I live right here, 423 4D, as in David. And so this is so nostalgic for me, like almost to the point of like, just very nostalgic. 2021 and 2020 was a bad year because I buried my brother, my sister, all in one year. But coming back here to this, like it's reinvigorated me and like it's given me a sense of like belonging. You know, there's sometimes there is a sometimes there's a stigma attached to these type of environments. A lot of people don't understand that the true meaning of ghetto simply means a place where the majority of one type of people live. It's taking an unfortunate negative connotation, meaning bad, but there's Chinese ghettos, white ghettos, black ghettos. It's simply, the true meaning of the sense, it's just simply where the majority of our people live. And this project used to be a sanctuary. It's a place like, you could not come, like back in my day, there was no worry about like, your kids gonna be bothered, because everybody's watching. I'm telling you, there was this mother clique. And in my day, if I dare say so, you couldn't skip school because another person's mother had permission to snatch you up and then send you home to your mother, and more than likely you wouldn't mention it because then you're going to get chastised or dealt with again. This place is beautiful. It's wonderful. And it's a great place to have grown up with back in the 70s and 80s.
Are there any memories that really stand out? I mean, you shared a lot.
Any particular memories? Well, other than what I just mentioned.
Maybe what's your favorite thing about the place?
My favorite thing about this place is that you felt that you were loved and cared for from people who were not part of your immediate family. It was always an extended family type of atmosphere. That changed, unfortunately, throughout the years. But in my day, once again, I can only repeat, it was a communal affair. Because, you know, life is what it is. And there were a lot of single mothers. And they looked out for one another. Everybody knew each other, all of them knew the other person's child, where they should be, where they shouldn't be. So my favorite memory is that sense of when I left my home, I still was embraced and loved outside of the doors of this building. And I also knew to walk a certain path. You know, I was the one that a lot of people don't know. I unfortunately was introduced to where I went away. A lot of people are not introduced to education. I went away to prep school in Andover, New Hampshire, the Proctor Academy. From there, I went to Hamilton College. From there, I went to grad school and became a clinical psychologist. I don't want to say that I'm one of the few, but unfortunately, I'm one of the success stories, but that's only because in my day, they had a community center. Gowanus Community Center. So when I grew up, we had a place to go to after school. And had it not been for that, I don't know what would happen to me. And then that's where I heard about college. That's where I heard about higher education. They had a little community in that center. And unfortunately, it's gone now. And this is kind of a testament to how important it is for the arts, how important it is for community organizations that support the youth. Because that saved me, that community center, I'm 100% sure. Because I had friends that was from both sides. I had those who were encouraging me to go here and do this. But that community center said, no, you can do different. And there was something in me that said, do different. And look where I wound up.
Can you talk a little bit more about the community center?
Well, the community center, oh my God. It used to be founded, well, I don't know about founded, but it used to be ran back in the day by this gentleman called Eddie Herbert. Eddie Herbert used to live on Hoy Street. And what he did was he said, they were always wanting to close the community center. I'm not gonna get into the politics of why, but Eddie Herbert fought to keep it open. And what he did was he wrote and reached out for grants and different type of monies to keep it open. And he brought, this is what I'm telling you, he brought like persons from different colleges to speak to us. This wasn't a norm. And I was around during the perfect time because once I understood that there was another way, oh my God, because like I was okay in basketball, but I wasn't the best basketball player. I grew up healthy and could have did football, which I did Division I, but he showed me that there was another way intellectually, educationally. And so that was what the Gowanus Community Center represents. Eddie Herbert, and he introduced karate classes. He had people from different colleges come speak to us to show us and teach us and tell us that there's another way. Oh my God, this community center was monumental. And like I said, this was during the time I went to school. I started in the 80 to 84, 84 to 88. So during, this would have been through in the late 70s. Prior to me going to high school, because I got selected and applied for it for a private prep school, which is not normal, up in Andover, New Hampshire. And I got an academic scholarship, but it was partly because of my effort, but the introduction and the availability came from that place, because that's where they told me, Darren, you can do more. You don't gotta be a professional basketball, football player, there's more out there. And I latched on to it, you know, because I had some tragic upbringings. And in my mind, I remember at 5 years old saying, I just want to do different. I want to take my mother out of poverty and do something. And I was able to do that. But that community center, oh my God, it was so instrumental. It like literally saved my life. Literally. Not figuratively, literally. Because like I said, there's so many different pathways. And there's so many predators who prey upon the young. And unfortunately, a lot of them get caught up in that.
The community center.
That community, Gowanus Community Center. Yeah. That place was so integral.
So there's one last question that we ask everybody.
Sure.
So it's a big question, but we're asking everybody, what does the word community mean to you?
Community means unconditional love. I don't know if I can capture it any better, because, and I will expand upon that, but it's unconditional love. Like, there's an understanding that you may come from different backgrounds, You may have different starts, and you may have messed up, or you may have done some things. But no matter what, community says we're going to look beyond that. We're going to look behind your behavior, and we're going to see you as a whole or as someone who came from us. It's almost, community means you're one of us, regardless of your inception. You're one of us, and because you're one of us, we're going to do what we need to do or what we can do to assist you. Even sometimes when you're not asking for the assistance.